Alec, 28-17 win for Ireland against Argentina, not as easy as it should have been.
Certainly not, and unfortunately, once again, Sean O'Brien, you know, what cruel luck he's had over the last 3 or 4 years, just gets back after a year, and now he breaks his arm, and you just wonder how long he can keep going, because it must be very hard psychologically. You know, he had his opportunity yesterday, unfortunately that was it. But there was a Joe Smith, I saw him in an interview, it was a scrappy game, but I think sometimes maybe we underestimate the Argentinians and don't realise how good they are. You know, they're no longer a walkover team as everybody, well, as they used to be, but we always remember them in World Cups, what they've done. Very, very exciting team, especially the last time in the quarterfinals against Ireland. Nowhere near probably the team that'll go out against the All Blacks. Will Addison, of course, getting a very quick call-up after being qualified for Ireland. And, you know, the fact is that if Henshaw's injured, there's talk of Ringrose being injured. Obviously, Marmion got hurt yesterday because Murray will certainly not be playing. Luke McGrath took a very good score. Maybe John Cooney will get an opportunity against the All Blacks. But all in all, I mean, you'd have to say that the panel was reasonably good. The line-out was a bit dodgy at times. I can never understand why they throw the ball so long in the line-out at times when you've got somebody that, you know, the Henderson and James Ryan can take the ball so well at the front of the line-out. But a lot of things to be looked at. The scrum was very strong and did well. But overall, I think you would say it was a result. It was a victory, PJ. But I don't honestly think that it has any relation to next week. I mean, the build-up for next week is going to be massive. I mean, the All Blacks were pretty lucky to get away against England. I mean, England 15-0 up and lost that. And then they had a score a bit near the end, disallowed, and rightly so. I mean, somebody was only offside by a foot. But nevertheless, I think Joe Smith will certainly have the video out come Monday morning. And there'll be a lot of soul searching done, and a lot of the players will have to look at themselves, because some of the mistakes that were made yesterday, let's be honest, the All Blacks will punish you every time.
Yes, it's been, the All Blacks have had two quite poor performances by their standards. I can't see them having a third.
No, and I think Soldier Field Chicago probably still rankles. You know, it's not that long ago, and in fact, even in the return game at the Aviva, they were lucky enough to beat Ireland on that occasion, because there was very little in it at the end. But as you say, you know, they're due a good game, and they'll be very annoyed about their performance against England, and they know that they'll have to up the tempo. The players themselves will know. They've got such a quality of players, and so many, that, you know, bad performances in these internationals could mean they don't get the World Cup.
Moving to local matters, Alec, we'll start with Oma. Two wins in a row now and a big win yesterday over Tullamore.
Big win indeed. I mean, it was 13-5 at half time. But in the second half, in the first 15 minutes of the second half, they got four tries, and that really took the game. Sure, it was 13-5 half time, yeah. That really took the game away from them, and they had 8 tries, 6 conversions and a penalty, and 55-17 is a big result, especially because Tullamore the week before had a very, very good result, beating Bangor. So it's certainly, from Oma's point of view, they're now land fourth in that league with 19 points, and they'll be very happy going into the 3-week break now that they have. As you say, they beat Derry, and that's 2-2 in the trot. From Derry's point of view, they have now lost their last 3 games. They've only won the 2 games that they've played. And certainly with Thomond, Middleton and Ballina coming up in the first 3 weeks of December, they really have to get something out of that, because they have 9 points at the moment. And that's only 4 points ahead of the bottom side. You know, when you think back to the game against Sea Point, when the young Conor Gill, the 19-year-old, kicked a last-minute penalty, that gave them 4 points. Had they not kicked that penalty, just wonder, they've been sitting bottom of the table, and that would have been not good. But there's a lot of work still to be done, and certainly they have to get points before Christmas, because you can't afford to be in the bottom 2 or 3 going into the new year, because it doesn't do the team any good at all. But as I say, Oma going well, certainly no problems. Rainey, of course, they lost the first 3 games. Now they've won 3 in a row. They had a very good result beating Sligo away yesterday, 27-17. So they're on a resurgence as well in Division 2B.
And the Rugby Championship, Letterkenny losing in Championship 3. Strabane picking up a win against Cavan.
That was a good result, yeah. Strabane, they had a very, very good start, and then they hit 2 or 3 games they lost. But they're now, I see, sitting about fourth in the table. And I know to travel to Cavan was a good result. As you said, Monaghan, Monaghan are the team at the moment in that league. They are a big, strong side, and certainly, you know, it's been a bit of an up and down season for Letterkenny. Some very good results, but still, you know, you have to accept that they are a very, very, very good side, and there's nothing much you can do about it. Limavady's bubble burst a bit yesterday in the Rugby Conference too. They were beaten by 26-6 by Malone, and but that's the Excel Conference League, and not qualifying too. And Corain got a hammering, you could say, from Ballinahinch by 71 points to nil. Rugby West, the Rugby Region West, Enniskillen beating Derry 10-7. Inishowen getting the points, Cookstown conceding it. And Rainey beating Donegal Town 45-28 in a big high-scoring game. And that one, I should add, PJ, just to congratulate Joe Dunleavy, who got made his Ulster debut on Friday night against Uruguay. Albeit it's not a Pro 14 game, but it was still an Ulster team that he was selected on against Uruguay. And I think it's congratulations to him. And certainly the progress that he has made since he was a young boy at Letterkenny, playing half a season for Derry and now in the Ulster Academy. I think this season could well see him make a breakthrough into the Pro 14 team. And that would be tremendous. And with young Conor McMenamin, 18 years of age now, playing with City Derry in the second row, another young guy who's been earmarked for Ulster Academy, just shows you what good work has gone on at junior, at lower age levels down at Dave Gallagher Park.